Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa 21st gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kamusta po kayong lahat? Sana ay napapakinggan ninyo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Ang San Telmo Society ay ang listener story submission segment ng Philippine Camper Stories, kung saan binabasa ko ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. Maraming salamat sa mga patuloy na nagpapadala ng inyong mga kwento at pasensya na po sa mga hindi ko pa nababasa. Lahat po ng messages at email ninyo ay nakukuha ko at ito ay ating isasama sa mga future episodes. Kung nais niyo maging bahagi ng San Telmo Society episodes, ay maaari kayong mag-email ng inyong kwento sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at kada 2 linggo ay magbabasa ako ng mga napipiling kwento. Kung hindi niyo pa na-follow ang Philippine Camper Stories, ay i-hit niyo na ang follow button sa Spotify o kung saan man kayo nakikinig ng podcast para magsilbing paalaala kapag may bago na tayong episode. Maaari niyo ring i-follow at i-like ang ating mga social media accounts sa Twitter at Campfire Story PH, Instagram at Campfire Stories PH, at sa Facebook page na Philippine Campfire Stories. Ngayong gabi, 2 kwento na naman ang ating babasahin mula sa ating mga kasama sa campsite. Ang unang kwento ay mula kay Tim. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Hello po ulit, Philippine Camper Stories, and hello po ulit sa inyo, Campmaster. Thank you po sa pagbabasa ng paranormal story ko. Gusto ko po ulit mag-share ng another paranormal experience ko.
Actually, marami na po akong na-experience na paranormal. Dito ko lang po talaga gusto i-share. Wala naman po akong third eye, pero based po sa sabi ng albularyo sa akin, masyado daw po kasing magaan ang aura ko. Kung kaya't lapitin ako ng mga ghost o kung ano-anong mga entities. Here's another story. It happened in 2019 sa bahay po namin. Sobrang hectic ng schedule ko since graduating student na. Projects, research, thesis, isama pa yung mga feeling major na subjects na kung magbigay ng research, mas mahirap pa kaysa sa major subjects. Dahil busy, hindi na rin naman ako nakakapunta ng church every Sunday. And nakakalimutan ko na rin mag-pray sa gabi. Kasi pag-uwi ako, lagi akong nakakatulog agad gawa ng pagod. One night, late na ako nakauwi dahil may kailangan kaming tapusin ng groupmates ko. Pagka-uwi ko, naabutan ko pa si Lola na paakyat sa taas. Tinanong niya ako kung kumain na raw ba ako. Sabi ko naman, kumain na ako. Since antok na rin ako, nagilamos na lang ako. Nagpalit ng damit at natulog na. Mahimbing na akong natutulog nun when I dreamed of a guy. Pero di ko makita yung face niya. Only his body. I can see his body cause we were having sex. Yep. After doing it with that guy, nagising ako and I checked my phone. 3 a.m. Matutulog na sana ulit ako nang may naamay akong parang nasusunog. Paglabas ko ng kwarto ay tiningnan ko si Lola at wala siya sa higaan niya. Kaya nagpanik ako kasi baka mamaya naiwan ni Lolang bukas yung tangke ng kalan. Pagbaba ko mula sa kwarto ay madilim pa yung sala. Pero nakita kong parang may shadow ng taong gumalaw dun. Ang nakakapagtaka kasi walang ilaw. So paano magkakashadow? Nung una tinawag ko pa nga si Lola, sabi ko, Lola, yung kalan baka naiwan mong bukas. Pero hindi siya sumasagot. Tawag ako ng tawag ng Lola. At biglang lumabas si Lola. Galing sa CR. Sabi sa akin, ano bang nilolola mo? Sabi ko na lang kay Lola, naaamoy mo Lola yung amoy sunog. Parang may nasusunog na hindi ko ma-explain o kung ano. Sabi lang ni Lola, pagod lang yan. Matulog ka na ulit dun. Hindi ko na lang sinabi yung shadow na nakita ko kasi may mga bata din kaming kasama sa bahay at ayaw ko pang mag-cause ng katatakutan doon. 1 week straight na nangyayari yon every night. I will dream of that faceless guy. And in my dream, palagi kaming nagsisex. And magigising ako ng 3 a.m. Makakaamoy ako ng amoy sunog pero wala namang nasusunog. Minsan yung shadow na yon nakikita ko sa kwarto or minsan naman sa sala. Kung saan-saan ko siya nakikita every time na nagigising ako at 3 a.m. Medyo creepy na rin yung feeling ko. Ayaw kong i-share naman sa iba kasi baka sabihin nila wet dreams lang yan. Siguro nga wet dreams pero bakit walang mukha yung guy? And same guy the whole time. And after nun, magigising na lang ako nang may naaamoy na sunog kahit wala naman. And ano yung shadow na nakikita ko every time na magigising ako ng 3 a.m? Hallucinations? So I did my own research and based on nabasa ko sa Christianity, yung sexual intercourse sa panaginip is the way of a demon para maka-enter sa katawan mo. There are 2 types. Incubus is a male form of demon na nakikipag-sexual intercourse sa babae while sleeping, and succubus naman is the female form. But according to that article, yung male form ng demons can also attack males. I don't know if that article ay may kinalaman dun sa dream ko or wala. Kinabukasan din, nagpunta ako ng church. Nagtirik ng kandila and nagpray. And after noon, every night, kahit gaano pa ako kaantok, nagdadasal pa din ako for guidance. After noon, kahit gaano na rin ako kabisi, kahit may gagawin pa tuwing Sunday, pinipilit ko pa rin maglaan ng time para makapagsimba. After naman noon, naging okay na at wala na akong napapaniginipan na ganun and hindi na rin ako nagigising in the middle of the night. Yung shadow, hindi ko na rin siya nakikita sa bahay. Habang tinatype ko to, parang bumabalik sa akin yung experience ko na yon. Nagtatayuan pa rin mga balihibo ko kasi ang creepy talaga. Yun lamang po at salamat. More stories pa po and sobrang enjoy makinig. Hello again, Tim. Thanks again for sharing your story here in San Telmo Society. Isa na talaga si Tim sa mga suki natin dito kaya I'm glad that you have another story to tell. But campers, I noticed na marami sa inyo ang laging binabangungot. Pagod ba kayo lagi? Well, I can't blame you. Nakakapagod talaga ang buhay. And I can think of a multitude of reasons for one to feel tiresome and worn out. Yung overload ng schoolwork, yung stress ng pag-commute, yung pagod na dala ng actual work na hindi mo mabitaw-bitawan kasi kailangan mong kumita. I get all that. At ayoko mang ipoliticize itong ating podcast, but sabi nga ng kaibigan kong si Jafet mula sa Quickie PH Podcast, everything is political. So there, I said it. Bangungot is also political. Our dreams are damaged because our physical lives are also damaged. So, it's up to us how to eliminate the nightmare we are in. Bumoto kayo ng tamang tao para tulungan tayong iangat ang buhay natin. Para guminhawa naman yung paligid at matapos na yung mga bangungot natin. Going back to your dream, napansin ko na lang na it's recurring. Sabi ng ilang dream interpretation experts, ang shadow figure sa isang panaginip could be a representation of something that you are repressing. It's a way of your subconscious to manifest your desires. But still, unrecognizable siya kaya hindi siya malinaw. Kaya siya shadow. Ask yourself kung ano ba yung hinahanap mo that time kaya sex dreams ang nakukuha mo. Pero hindi ko din didiskwento ha na maaari kang napaglalaroan nga ng mga elemento o nilalang. Nightmare creatures are rampant in many cultural folklore. Mayroon tayong batibat ng mga Ilocos. Sa Brazil, ang tawag sa nightmare demon nila ay pesadelia. Baku is the evil demon of dreams in Japanese folklore, and marami pang ibang variations. So hindi malayo na your night visitor could be one of those creatures. Who knows? But I'm kind of worried about the smoke smell. That's something new to me. At habang iniisip ko ang mga causes of that smell, maraming pumapasok sa isip ko, like, may kapre ba sa inyo? Do you have the gift of clairaudience o yung nakakaamoy ng mga supernatural related stuff? Do you have phantosmia, which is an actual clinical disease wherein your nose smells something that there is none? Pero sabi nga sa commercial, if symptoms persist, consult your doctors. I'm just really glad that it went away. And with your faith and a prayer, and by generally being aware to take power of your own dreams, you got over this dark and, if I may say, sexy situation. Thank you again, Tim. Tigil muna sa kwentuhan. Magbabalik ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang ilang saglit.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Camper Stories. Ang susunod na kwento natin ay mula kay August. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Hi Camp Master, it's me again, August. I hope you can read this. 2 days before 2021 ended,
something bizarre happened. I was in the city to do my New Year's last minute shopping of chocolates and gifts for my family, so I rented a car kasi 3-hour drive siya from my workplace. Pagsapit ng gabi, I had dinner with my close friends and then we went for a sleepover sa hotel. Kwentuhan, tawanan, yan ang ganap sa hotel room. At around 2:15 a.m., my ex-boyfriend, who was still close because mas bagay yung friendship sa amin kaysa sa relationship, messaged me saying he needed a ride kasi one of their girlfriends got groped by a drunk guy. He was the one driving me sa city the whole day kasi alam niya na I was tired sa 3-hour drive to the city, kaya he knows na may kotse akong dala kaya sa akin siya humingi ng tulong. Kailangan pa kasing pasukin yung place ng girlfriend nila, kaya mas mabilis kung may sasakyan kesa sa mag-commute. Also, mahirap na mag-taxi that time. At dahil hindi pa naman ako inaantok and it was an emergency, I gladly responded to his favor. Pumaba na ako sa hotel. Paglabas ko, tulog yung guard at kukunti lang yung kotse sa parking lot. I checked for the wheels muna para masiguro ko na safe ako while driving. And may kinuha na rin ako dun sa rear seats. Habang nasa likod ako, I heard something. Parang huni at pagaspas ng isang malaking ibon. It sounded malayo. Sa kasabihan kasi sa amin, pag malapit ang huni, ibig sabihin malayo ang nilalang. Ngunit kung malayo ang tunog ng huni, ibig sabihin, kabahan ka na. Kasi nasa malapit lang siya.
I hurriedly got into the driver's seat and started the car. I locked the doors and nagpa-music pa ako ng Christian songs to calm my mind and I prayed for my safety.
I can still hear the pagaspas ng malalaking pakpak kahit I blasted the music already. Hindi ko alam kung anong nilalang yun.
Thank God when I arrived sa labas ng subdivision ng ex ko, nakaabang na siya and wala na yung kung anumang sumusunod sa akin. Around 4 a.m. na ako nakabalik sa hotel and I noticed na wala na yung anumang huni o tunog na naririnig ko nung paalis ako. Habang nagmamaneho ako pa uwi ng bahay, I asked myself, ano kayang nangyari kung di ako nakinig sa guts ko or kung pinagwalang bahala ko ang huni na yun? Haabutan pa kaya ako ng bagong taon if I took longer to get to the driver's side?
Or isa ba yung premonition para sa akin for 2022? Yun lamang po at maraming salamat. Thank you po pala for reading my first story dito sa Philippine Camper Stories.
Hi August. Thanks again for sharing another story. If you guys remember, si August was also the same sender when Tim originally sent his first story. Kay August yung story ng pinsan niyang nalunod at namatay matapos sigawan kung ano man yung nasa tubig sa isang falls na pinuntahan nila. So regarding this story, I can't help but wonder kung anong city kaya to. It sounded really modern with taxis and hotels and rent-a-cars, so it couldn't be too remote, right? At kapag nakakarinig ako ng isang kwentong paranormal, my first instinct is to debunk it. Gawa yata ito nung panonood ko ng Scooby-Doo nung bata pa ako. So there was a sound of wings flapping. You were in a hotel parking lot, it's late at night, it's probably December kasi said na magsha-shopping ka for New Year. So honestly, it could have been anything. In hotels and many establishments, there are air vents to keep a building cool or warm, and sometimes when operational, it could create like whooshing sound. There could have also been a flag or a piece of cloth somewhere that was flapping because of the wind. During December in the Philippines, medyo amihan season na din yan, so the wind could have been a factor. One thing I'm glad though is your presence of mind. You checked your tires before you went out and you instantly went into the car for safety the moment you heard something. And most of the time, presence of mind could be the one thing that will stand before you and other threats out there. So that's good. In his email, August said, I remember the story of the Kippings. You guys talk about past energy imprints kasi. What if clairvoyants are extra sensitive to the future energies? I don't know if I can call myself one, but things happen to me that cannot be explained by science. Iniisip ko na lang na madaming angulo sa mga pangyayari sa buhay ng mga tao. Sorry to bother you, Campmaster. I can't have this convo kasi to anyone. And yun nga, may sign sa akin ng tadhana na to share this to you when you reply to my first email po. August, no bother at all. Katulad ng sinasabi ko, this campsite is a safe space. You can also reach out to other listeners of this podcast because we don't have a Facebook group, pero nakikita nyo naman yung engagement sa social media, so you could reach out to each another kung di nyo man ako makausap. But I'm always here. You can send me an email and I will respond in time. With this question about clairvoyance, I will answer this in probably a future episode. I'm not really an expert, but I rely on good old research. So thank you again, August.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
dalawang kwento na naman ang ating nasubaybayan. Hindi lahat ng bagay na hindi maipaliwanag ay supernatural or paranormal related. Maging mapagmasid sa inyong paligid, sa inyong mga sariling katawan. Let's look at every angle and we might be surprised that the one thing that we fear is actually just in our minds. Thank you, Tim, and thank you, August, for this week's stories. I hope you both keep safe and healthy. Inyo pong nasabay-iba ng isa na namang gabi ng Philippine Campfire Stories sa ating segment na San Telmo Society. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa mga problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite dito. Kung nagugustuhan ninyo ang kwento natin sa camp ay maaari nyo akong suportahan sa pamamagitan ng Patreon at ng Ko-fi. Sisikapin kong bigyan ng extra content ang mga magbibigay ng kanilang suporta. And I will be very happy if any of you will support the podcast in any way you can. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.